I think the Sheffield opportunity, what he saw as the value proposition, you know, was part of his decision. You know, there were a variety of things that played into that, but there were really two concessions that the Prince made on the list of parameters that he gave me. One of them was, of course, going to League One instead of Championship. The other one was that he would buy only if he was going to control. And so, you know, to come off of that parameter, he, you know, it took identifying partners with whom he could be in a relationship that was other than, you know, a full control type of relationship.
Do you think the aim from him is to own it one day, full stop, Sheffield United?
I think he would be perfectly happy if we got to the Premiership and stayed in a 50-50 partnership till the end of days.
Really?
I think so. Mm. You know, I think, you know, the partners have agreed on a process that could adjust the ownership, you know, down the road in, you know, in a period of years if they wanted to. But the idea is, you know, the whole deal is structured around, you know, and obviously I can't lay the papers in front of you and keep my job. But the whole deal is structured to get us to the Premiership together as partners.
Right.
And once we're there, I think the you know, to do that, it's going to take a lot of working together. It'll take compromise on both sides. Mm. Nobody's going to get their way all the time, and you know, it's going to. My suspicion is that you know, we're going to have to work on our relationship on a running basis. But we found, you know, when you choose your business partners, you choose the people that you'll have your disagreements with. Mm. And you have to, if you're going to have disagreements with somebody where you've got, you know, lots of money at risk, you've got to have the right people. Mm. And, you know, I think it was his judgments, Prince Abdullah's judgments about the McCabes and our ability to negotiate through issues with them that led to our belief that we could safely do a 50-50. In general, that's not the Prince's modus operandi.
Right.
So here we're, you know, it's you know, it's a unique investment in that way, but it reflects something about our judgments about the McCabes.
What's he worth?
Prince Abdullah?
Mm.
Well, you could sit down and do a back of envelope valuation of his holding, for example, in Saudi Paper, a publicly listed company.
Yep.
I'm not authorized to talk about his wealth in that way. I know there's a lot of interest in it, but I would just say that if somebody asked me the question, in how much money do you have, my answer would be enough to invest in an English football club.
Good answer.
So, you know, he has the ability to make good on the expectation that he's establishing, that within a period of years working hard at it, we'll get where we all want to go as Blades.
He said in his statement that he will invest, but he'll spend judiciously.
Correct.
Is that kind of an example as to how he operates? For example, the fans then shouldn't expect millions and millions of pounds being spent on players straight away, or should they?
Well, actually, what they can expect when we one of the parameters for acquiring a club was that it already have a healthy management with a healthy with healthy management protocols, especially with respect to player trading. I think the fans are maybe aware that. When David Weir came, he brought you know, a sports scientist with him, and also a technical football person to help him do the sports science work that's associated with being the manager. There's also John Stevenson, who's the director of football in the club, and Julian Winter, and the financial director, and they form a technical board, which processes all the information that the club gathers about our own players, about the players in the market, about the needs of the club, and makes recommendations that are within a set of parameters that tell us at what point do we need to sell a player, at what point do we need to buy a player. You know, if we try to keep a player beyond the point when we can afford them, we may actually do harm to the club. So we have, but anyway, the system tells us what, you know, what we should be considering at any given point in time. And that was an important criteria for us, that the processes already be in place. And so now it's really a question about honoring the process, looking for occasions when we think the process is not serving us right, but it's mainly about making the management processes work and not being hobbyists. You know, there'll be, of course, the owners will look at, the board will look at specific trades, but the route to failure is to try to make trading decisions from Riyadh. Right? It's all about, do we believe that we've got the right management personnel, you know, feeding up the recommendations, making decisions when they're within the parameters. You know, do we believe in them? And you know, I think the answer is yes, we do, and we always will. We will always ensure that we have a management team that we believe in. You know, that that means we, you know, Prince Abdullah is about performance, about measuring performance. So the same science that David Weir applies to his players, we apply on our side to our management teams and our various investments. We, you know, it's constant measurement of performance, KPIs, you know, key performance indicators that we track, and then making sure that the managers are, you know, are making their goals. So to me, I think our the strength of what we'll do will turn on the quality of our support to management. If we undermine their processes, we'll be more likely to make mistakes. I have a great deal of trust in the system that's been put together, and I think this last transfer window says something very powerful about you know, we've gotten a lot of value in the transfer window without burning off lots of equity, like lots of money, and that's you know, that's part of it. You know, occasionally there might be an expensive purchase. You know, I think there's a, but I don't think, you know, the system is not designed to spend money. It's designed to get the right players, preferably within our budget parameters. And occasionally we'll find that our parameters are not what they should be, and they need to be adjusted. But we should adjust the parameters, and then let management work within them. So, you know, I think that's about, I mean, I think the fans can expect that, that money is going to be spent. It's impossible not to spend money. but we're not going to lose touch with reality. And we've got, you know, we've come to a club which has been, which is well into the process of working a system that produces great trades when we've got a trade. And the other thing I think that's important is that we only trade when we want to. And not trade, you know, not sell off our strength. I think one very attractive aspect of Sheffield United is its academy. It's the eighth ranked academy in England, judged by outside independent, you know, authority, and that's based on, you know, how many of our alums are, you know, playing in the Premier League. There's a number of parameters that, that this objective assessment came from, and I think Julian would be glad to give you the you know, the study. But I think this academy is the future of the club. And when we, you know, in this transfer window, one of the most important things we did perhaps was not have to sell off some of our best young players, right? And so that's, I think, in a club that's providing so much strength to everyone else, I mean, look who's playing for England, from Sheffield United. Instead of providing all of our strength to somebody else, let's keep it at home. You know? And we have great, we've got this great pool of talent, a great machine for generating, you know, what we think of as, you know, a third to maybe a half of the players on the pitch, if we work it right.
Is he a patient man? I mean, let's be honest, it's not been the start to the season that David and his players would have wanted.
I would
say, is he willing to sit back and give him time?
He is strategically patient, but tactically impatient.
Yeah.
In other words,
because he is a winner, isn't he?
He said he hates to lose.
Yeah.
And he hates to lose. He hates to lose this match. He hates to lose this half. You know, he doesn't. And I can tell you as a guy who reports directly to him, he hates to lose. And, you know, I get taken to the cleaners, you know, where something is not working right. So, you know, I think in that sense, he'll be very connected with the fans. The fans, I think, you know, have, I think, are, can probably also be described as tactically impatient. They want to win right now. They want the goal right now. And and strategically, the fans have also been, you know, one thing that's attractive about Sheffield United is the fans have stuck with the club through thick and thin. And there's been plenty of thin.